I know that people hated the Patriots. Like, we all remember. People hated the Patriots. People complained then. And I don't know if it's just a social media is more popular than ever kind of thing. But the Chiefs have driven opposing fans and more so the last 48 hours
media
insane. Like, actually crazy. CDS. We need to get some t-shirts printed and send them out to Houston. Send them out to NFL Network, ESPN. CDS is in Chiefs derangement syndrome. That is at an all-time high. It is. Symptoms include whining, first of all. That's the first symptom. You start to whine. That's the first, like the early one.
Yeah, like that's the first symptom. Throat.
You're like, what's going on? Like, that's when you know it's really starting. And then eventually you get to full-fledged symptom, which is completely ignoring facts and reality of the situation. That's what CDS is, and that's what a majority of fans across the country have. We've acknowledged this in sports. We all know there are players that typically can get more favorable calls. I'll admit that. I think we've admitted
typically,
that.
The stars of those sports, like hypothetically, let's say the best quarterback in the league.
We've admitted that on this show before. Yeah,
of course.
The issue is when you go down the conspiracy theory route. You want to say that Patrick Mahomes, just like Brady and LeBron and other stars, maybe at times get a little preferential treatment. Josh Allen gets it as well. Yeah, that's true. The minute you go to they're conspiring, the NFL chose one of the smallest markets in the league, Cody, Kansas City. I think Green Bay might be the smallest.
Okay.
But yes, very close. They chose maybe the smallest market, one of the smallest markets in the league, to have it all rigged for them. Like, say it out loud and tell me you don't sound like a complete moron, a grown adult. Like, it's okay if your nine-year-old kid thinks everything's rigged and the refs stink and they cheated. You're a grown adult in some of these cities, and you think it's all rigged against the Chiefs? You're a moron. The numbers are out there that show it's also inaccurate, and yet now more than ever, I can present facts, and if you want to believe something, you can just say you're wrong and create this weird conspiracy theory, and that's what's happened, and I've had enough of it. I'm done with it. We've always said embrace
the hate. You were trolling yesterday, Gold.
I was absolutely trolling. I'm done with it.
I think NFL fans must just be down bad. Because so when we initially started tweeting with the stuff, so like, to be clear, the three calls that everyone is talking about, the first one is a penalty. Is it a borderline call in which sometimes doesn't get called? Yes. Is it a penalty if you put your helmet into the helmet of the opposing quarterback? It is. All right, so let's call it borderline. They got the call technically correct by the letter of the law. But, you know, sometimes you don't like that goes against you. I get it. The second one was a bad call. Okay?
Yeah.
He wasn't penalized. They missed it. They heard two helmets clack together. They thought included the quarterback. They missed that one. Do calls in the NFL get missed occasionally? They do. I don't know, for instance, maybe an offensive pass interference call that might have taken place in the Bills game that was not called offensive pass interference. There was the third one, and what seems to be the one stuck in everyone's ass so bad was Patrick Mahomes going down on the sideline. And I want to be very clear on this because I think that some fans seem to be confused. They didn't call it a penalty.
Right.
It was never called a penalty. They didn't even reach for the flag. He just went down to the sideline and they continued play as if nothing had happened. So, like, for some reason, the fact that Patrick Mahomes, for a very rare occurrence, flopped, if they want to put it that way, they didn't call it, so why do you care? Like, this is insane to me.
Because
that's the one they seem the most bothered by.
You're 100% right. But it's because we've reached a point now where the narrative and the conspiracy is that everything is set up for the Chiefs and the league wants them to win. And the moment there is
one
actual bad call, fans are like, see, here you go. And they ignore that it happens in any other game. That's what drives me crazy and why, yes, Drew, I was trolling on social media yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Because
I think deservingly so. Most of us were doing it.
Anytime there was a questionable call in any other game, I didn't see anybody claiming it was rigged for the Eagles yesterday or rigged for the Bills yesterday. And you're like, well, because it's not. You know what? It's not for anybody, though. And missed calls, the point we've always made is the refs stink.
It's just a hard job. Right? They're not great at it.
Goes back to they should be full-time officials. I don't know why they're not. The NFL's cheap. If they want to solve this problem, they've chosen not to. It is just ridiculous. It's out there, all this stuff now. And it's one thing was just like fans, fringe people, like fringe fans. Okay, whatever. There's crazy people everywhere.
Sure. On any opposite end of the spectrum.
When people I consider to be very smart, like NFL media
there
people.
There were a lot of analysts who were
When they're now buying into the conspiracy, it is insane. Like, I get it. Everybody hates winners, and the Chiefs are winners, and the Chiefs have been the best team in all of sports for 5 years now, if not more. I get that concept. That's nothing new. This real hate and conspiracy crap that the league is out to get everybody else but the Chiefs is just dumb.
So, and then you had this whole other problem, which is it was all fueled. So, like, what happened was, and the reason why this became, like, I thought completely out of control was the broadcast was crying. I can't believe it.
I can't.
So the broadcast was complaining. And then in what I think is the single biggest loser move that starts from the top, mind you, every single member of the Texans admitted something they should never admit, which is they came into the game ready to blame the refs. They had already decided they had lost the game because of the refs. DeMeco Ryans, wherever I had him, if you made me rank on all 32 coaches on a spectrum of where I ranked them 1 through 32, shot down 10 spots on my list because of this attitude, because it spreads to your team like a disease. Blaming the refs before the game and then just deciding after the game, that's also the case. It is the biggest loser way out, and I can't believe they all decided to just, like, chime in at the same time on it.
This was DeMeco Ryans.
We knew going into this game, man, it was us versus everybody, right? When I say everybody is everybody, all of whatever, everybody, the naysayers, the doubt, right? Everybody.
And that part we've heard, that's actually more realistic to the Patriots stuff, because everybody would say, oh, you're going to get terrible calls in Foxborough. We hear that all the time. That I don't have as much issue with. But when you hear DeMeco Ryans say it, and then it's down to Will Anderson and Joe Mixon and all that, before they hopped on the plane out of Houston to head to Kansas City, they were already thinking, oh, we're going to get screwed by the refs. And if your response is, well, yeah, they should, then again, you're not taking anything realistically in this league. You just assume everything is rigged. You're the same person that also thinks that, like, the sports books are conspiring with the league to decide who wins so they can cover and all this, like, the crazy stuff. That's where you're at. Joe Mixon, he may not be in Cincinnati anymore. You can take the loser out of Cincinnati. Doesn't matter.
Everybody know how it is playing up here. You can never leave it into the ref's hands, but I mean the whole world see, man, like what it is, bro. But it is what it is. You know, like I said, when it comes down to it, you can never leave it into the ref's hands, man, and things like that. But it's all good though.
Shout out to Joe Mixon.
Did the refs force them to get sacked 8 times?
No.
Just real quick. Did he trip the left guard or something? Did I miss it? did he schoolboy the left guard for Houston, forcing him to give up his 8th sack? 8 sacks? They went for it on a 4th and 10 at a completely unnecessary moment. They had 2 kicks blocked or a kick blocked and 2 misses. Like,
the opening kickoff was almost taken to the house.
Yeah, I mean, like, part of this is, like, leave it in the ref's hands. If you make that comment and it's the NFC title game or whatever playoff game from, like, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and on the final play of the game they miss a call or something, and, like, the point is 3 points, fine. You lost. Your team scored 12. The Chiefs technically gifted you 2 to get you to 14. The Texans this year against top 5 scoring defenses in the league averaged 13 points. So they did what they normally do. In those circumstances, going into a game, like, you're just never going to win a game. It's a loser's mentality. You cannot go into a game ready to blame the refs. It's nuts. It is one thing to be like, and I know people are going to point out the one time I will say in the 6-year career where Mahomes lost it at the end of that Bills game, and he admitted to as much, lost at the end of that Bills game because of the ref stuff. I was shocked. I'm guessing it's just the tiresome. They can't take it anymore. It's just, and I probably wasn't on social media as much, or social media wasn't as present in our lives when the Patriots were going through this run, because maybe it was I don't remember it quite like
look,
this.
Look, we complained that Brady would get preferential treatment. As I said, I don't have an issue if your complaint is that, hey, there are times where maybe Mahomes gets a favorable call. But then acknowledge that when it also happens for Josh Allen, acknowledge that that's one thing. Going to the full-blown, hey, the league is conspiring to make sure the Chiefs get every call, that's where I have to call you a loony. That's where it's ridiculous. And so, you know, we won't spend the entire show on this, but it's... you could probably tell it just pisses me off at this point. I know we say like embrace the hate and people. This by the way, this narrative is set in stone too. It's done now. This is
every
something
interview
that
you do, every person you talk to.
The narrative is set in stone outside of Kansas City. So whether it's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, as long as the Chiefs are still relevant and with Mahomes, they're going to be. There's no convincing or changing anybody. That's why we're going to talk about it today off and on, and then we're going to be done with it. And if it comes up again after the NFC title game, I'm not going to talk about it in the beginning of the show, but I've never seen at this level. Like it's crazy to one team in the entire world. I would say in the entire sports world right now is nobody hates one team more than the Kansas City Chiefs.
It turned so fast yesterday. I mean, I guess what it is like, you know, obviously we all in social media kind of live in a bubble, right? Like we all live in like, for the most part, the people who follow me, follow you, Gold, follow Drew, like the Chiefs, like the Royals, like the teams you like. So you're in this like little happy zone. Shocked at the number of people with the viscera that it came from.
Yeah.
It's like you can't, I guess what strikes me is like, do you think the league would rig all of this for one guy in Kansas City? Does he not deserve any part of this magical run? He's been to 7 consecutive AFC title games. Do you know the amount of rigging it would take?
Yeah, not New York.
To make that happen,
you know they wouldn't rig it for the largest media market, LA or New York or Dallas
Buffalo,
or Miami.
Super Bowl would rank as my God.
No, they've been rigging it for years for the Chiefs. That's what we're supposed
to believe.
At this
rate, if they rigged it for the Giants or whatever, it'd be too obvious.
It's just crazy.
Like they missed a face mask. Like the text line's pointing out, like they missed a face mask call, a really bad face mask call in a game. They didn't call an OPI call. The refs are just, and this is not.
They've been really bad this year.
It's a hard job.
But they're
bad at it.
They have been really. It seems like this year, and it might be because of the social media thing, Cody. But just across the league in general, it seems like this has been a particularly criticized year where analysts are more open about it, just in general, the entire thing.
But a lot of it is though that the Chiefs are in these big time moments every year, and they're in primetime games every year, and when other teams get a break, they don't always capitalize. And the Chiefs, because of who they are, their coach, their quarterback, when you make a mistake or a ref makes a mistake, they pounce and they make you pay. That's what it is. Like
15 yards didn't determine the whole game. You let it determine the
game. They're in more of these spots. They're in more of these spots than any other team. Like nobody cares that Trevor Lawrence and a 3-win Jaguars team, whatever the heck it was. Nobody cares if they got a preference.
Put some respect to the Jaguars.
Nobody's paying attention to Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, week 16. And you know, whoever the F crew on CBS is calling that game. There's a reason why Jim Nance is not calling Titans Jags. Okay, it's a game nobody's paying attention to, so it could be the worst call of the entire season and nobody cares. Put Mahomes and the Chiefs in it, it's probably a big game, everybody's going to talk about it.
I think that some of it is because the league is always like, the people are trying to tell you, we see it all the time. It's like, look back, and I was like, that's just because you've seen the Chiefs more. It's just because you're used to seeing them, it feels like they get a disproportionately high number of calls. These calls are missed.
Well, because they take advantage of it more than anybody else.
Exactly.
It looks like they almost benefit from it, because they kind of do, but it's not their fault.